Happy Friday to you. I hope you have a fabulous weekend ahead. And we are continuing on today around mindset in terms of letting go. And just to say thanks so much to you for your text messages yesterday. A lot of you got in touch to say that the teaching yesterday around mindset and routine really kind of struck a chord with you. And I do hope that changing up your routine slightly will definitely help you to be able to let go from a mindset perspective. And it got me thinking about how we think about the thing that we wish to let go of. So today, what I'd like you to do is to actually think about the thing that you're hoping to let go of. Maybe you have one particular thing you're focusing on this month, or maybe there's a few things that you're thinking of. And these things don't have to be really negative either. Like, you might simply just be ready to move on from something, or like let a part of your life go, you know, that'll just allow you to evolve a little bit more and it feels like exciting. But when you think about the particular thing that you're trying to let go of, what are the thoughts that come to mind around that? So sometimes, I know for myself, particularly things that I've been trying to let go of over the last like year, and definitely have had a shift, major shifts over that in this past month, or I should say in the month of September, what I found was that when I would think of the things I wanted to let go of, I actually used to feel like very, very sad around those things. So thinking of them, let alone even thinking of letting go of them, made me quite sad. And it would actually bring me into a space that just didn't feel very positive. It's important to absolutely feel your feelings and feel your emotions, but it was starting to become to a place where those feelings and thoughts were actually becoming more difficult than, say, the previous events that I was trying to let go of. And being in the moment, let's say, and in the now with those things felt very, very difficult because of the thought processes that went with them. So it would be good to think of that, if that like resonates with you. Perhaps it's something you're just ready to move on from, and when you think of it, you maybe feel fondly about that thing. You think, oh, well, that was a good experience and I'm ready for something else. And that's good, really, really good if that's the space that you're at. But I suppose what we're trying to do here is to shift our mind in whatever way we can into creating the new. And like I have been saying this month, about doing that simultaneously. So have a think over today and the weekend about what thoughts are coming up about the particular thing you're trying to let go of, or the particular things you were trying to let go of. And I suppose, is that making you feel good or bad? Because that's obviously going to have an impact as to whether you're going to be able to let those things go. So when I shared my experience there of this, I started to really get to a place where I was like, I don't really want to think those things anymore. I don't want to think those difficulties about those difficulties. And one of the things was, you know, obviously I've talked about my dad dying before, and he died of COVID and we weren't able to be with him when he died. And a lot of, and he had been sick before that. So a lot of times when I would think of my dad, I think of that. I think of like the guilt around that. I think of the sadness around that. The you know, I think about him and how much pain he must have been in emotionally because of what he'd gone through, and like all of these different things. And, you know, someone said to me recently, like, you know, you really should be remembering your dad in a, like, in the positive ways. And while I would have logically known that, it actually just kind of resonated with me. And I was like, yeah. So when I started to think about, well, how does it make me feel when I think about him in that way? It didn't make me feel good, and it would make me feel stuck. But also, it made me realize that I was kind of dishonoring him in a way, because that is absolutely not how he would want me to think about him or to remember him. So, you know, when I started to look at it and say, okay, well, how would he want me to think about him, or how would I like to think about him more so? That really shifted something for me. And that's quite a big thing, obviously, because that's a death. And we can have really big things that happen in our life like that. And we can have smaller things in our life that happen that we can't let go of the thought. So just think about that, because it can just help to say, right, okay, well, if that's how I'm thinking about it now, how would I like to think about it? Because that is going to help you to let go in itself, because you're going to change the thought process. And I think that will be helpful for all of us. So have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.